That scene where Jesus was abandoned. Luke, chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 54 to 62. Then seizing him, they led him away, and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. A thing we threw out and a thing that we lost, these two things are two very different things. If something was lost by mistake, then throwing something out means something that was intentionally done. Last time, I saw an article which turned my heart. A son was taking an old mother to a senior care center, and asked her to promise him 4 things. Firstly, do not tell anyone that she has children. Keep it quiet about it until she dies. Secondly, say that you know your address. Thirdly, say that you do not have any other family member. Fourthly, tell them that you do not even know your phone number. If in any case, you tell anyone, then, I will kill you." Then the son sent his mother to a senior care center. She had a very aching body, and when she was asked about her family, she answered, "No, I do not have anyone." She did not tell anyone about the names of her children, till the very end, and she passed away when no one was around her. After someone looked into her pocket, it was found that there were a few photos of her children, there were phone numbers, and even names of her grandchildren were written on them. And she had folded, and folded 200,000 ones and left in her pocket with a note saying, "Please buy gifts for my grandchildren." Later, it was found out that she had 3 sons and daughters and she also had 5 grandchildren. A person next to her said, "That grandmother used to get something out from her pocket and weep alone." That was the photo of her family, who left her alone there at the senior care center. Before she was about to pass away, she wrote down all the names that she used to call out on a piece of paper. These were the names of her children and grandchildren that she dearly missed. As I read further about this story, I also could not stop weeping. I reckon this is what our reality is like these days. Word for today is about the event where Jesus was abandoned by his disciples. Jesus healed them when they were ill, fed them when they were hungry, wiped the tears on their faces when they wept. They also confessed to Jesus that they loved the Lord, but on the day that Jesus stood at the court of Pilate, they abandoned the Lord and fled away from him. And also, Peter that stood far away from the Lord just like someone that were just watching the Lord just like any other spectators, the scene seemed really miserable. Someone came up to Peter and asked him, "Were you not the one that was with Jesus?" When Peter was asked this question, he was in fear. He denied about knowing Jesus. Who was this someone? That was a servant girl. A servant girl was someone that used to watch the doorways. That girl was not even a Roman soldier. Just because of a question from this powerless servant girl, he felt so fearful and denied Jesus just like that. Another servant girl came to him, and told again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Peter acted as if he did not know about Jesus at all. He even said comments that belittled Jesus and denied Jesus. The third time, someone claimed that Peter had the similar accent as of Jesus who was from Galilee. Just like we have our different dialects depending on where people are originally from, at the time as well, there were original dialects. There were unique Galilean dialects. Someone claimed that Peter has that dialect and told people that he was a person that was with Jesus who is a Galilean. In Matthew, chapter 26, verse 70, it says, "But he denied it before them all." "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. He cursed his master and in front of all people, he denied about knowing Jesus. He abandoned Jesus in public. At the court of Pilate, Jesus heard all the denials of Peter. Jesus knew about the betrayal of Peter. In verse 61, it says, "The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter." Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. Some commentator of the Bible came up with these kinds of explanations about this verse. When Jesus looked straight at Peter, Jesus told him by his eyes, "Peter, really, you do not know me? When you were drowned in water, did not I save you? When you were hungry, did not I feed you? When your mother-in-law was not well, did not I heal her? Last night as well, you confessed that you love me to death, really, you do not know me?" It was said in the Bible that Jesus looked straight at Peter. The Lord asked these questions to Peter with his eyes. When the eyes of Peter and the Lord met, Peter remembered the word of Jesus that said that Peter will deny the Lord 3 times before the rooster crows. He could not stay there anymore and went outside. He wailed and wept outside. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at the time that the Lord was denied, if we were there at the time, at that scene, what would we have done? Whenever I visit the sacred places of the Bible, I make sure that I think about that, especially when I get to go to the court of Pilate where Jesus was questioned. At that time, at that scene, if I was there, then just like other disciples have done, I think I would also have abandoned Jesus and fled away. I think I would have been the one just like disciples. I think about these things and confess at times. I hope this week, you will remember and think of the Lord in depth. This is a Passion Week, that we remember the suffering of the Lord. Then, why did they have to leave the Lord that they dearly loved? There was a reason. Firstly, because I, myself had been prioritized. Let us look at verse 33. But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Here, let us pay attention to a word which says, I am ready. I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. But, in faith, if the word I is there, then we fall down. I did, as long as the word I is there, then the faith is bound to a fall down. For the work of the Lord, we need our willpower and our decisions are important. But, the real faith is leaving my power out and relying on the power of the Lord. I cannot do this, but the Lord can do this. I am weak, so the Lord needs to help me. I am powerless, so the Lord needs to strengthen me. I know nothing about the way I need to take in the future. The Lord needs to guide my ways. We need to confess like this. This is a genuine faith. But the disciples tried to follow the Lord with their own strength. They tried but failed, so they all fled away. When Peter told the Lord that I will follow you, Jesus told him that you will deny me 3 times, before the rooster cries out. Verse 34 says, Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny 3 times that you know me." Jesus was asking him about what he would be able to do with his own strength only. That is right. Do you know what the common thing was among the people that failed in the Bible? Firstly, when a word I stood out, they failed. King Uzziah as well, he thought that himself that ruled the entire world should be able to get into the sacred place. He saw priests that were unimportant were able to get into the sacred place, he thought, how come I cannot? He ignored the priests and burned incense. After that, all over his body, he had leprosy. After that, he was asked to leave the throne and he had a very miserable ending. The moment that he claimed that he did these things, God took away all the blessings that He poured upon for the last 52 years. What is the difference between a battle that David fought and a battle that Goliath fought? David trusted God and fought. And Goliath trusted himself and fought. Victory belonged to David that trusted God. Faith was there. When David put all of himself down, completely, hands of God were with him. When Elisha asked Naaman to get into the river of Jordan 7 times, Naaman got angry. He thought that Elisha would run to him and pray for him with his hands on his head. How could you, when you are a subject nation, which is dependent on us? He was upset. If he did not let go of holding on to his thoughts and just went back, then Naaman would have been dead. But when he let go of holding on to his thoughts and got into the river of Jordan 7 times, as Elisha asked him to, his leprosy was gone and he got healed completely. Last time, I went to a place with pastors where the religious reformation had taken place. One of the pastors kept disappearing after having a meal together. On our way back from dinner at a house of a missionary with Zeke Kims in Scotland, I saw this pastor that kept disappearing smoking outside. He was in panic when he saw me, but I felt even more apologetic for him. He was a pastor for a few tens of years, and how difficult would the ministry have been for him? A title does not change us. Faith is not about what we do with our own strength. We need to leave our strength out and rely on God. One of the elders came up to me for some advice before. He said that he was thinking of not having the title elder anymore, because he constantly faced the issue of drinking and smoking all the time. He felt uneasy about having these issues. I gave him this kind of advice. Faith is not the equivalent level issue with the issues of drinking and smoking. Do not consider your mission is on quitting smoking and drinking, but first of all, rely on God. I advised him to leave his thoughts out, but instead, ask the Holy Spirit for help. Shortly after, I received a phone call from him. "Pastor, I quit. My body was also rejecting these smoking and drinking, so I decided to quit these." I could hear his voice, full of joy and excitement. That is right. When we try to live out in faith, with our own strength, we easily get weary and it is hard. When serving him in his ministry as well, do not think that you should do this on your own only. Try to do it with the strength that the Lord gives you. In that way, you will not be fed up, and you will find serving him is something that is really fun and rewarding. Praising God, serving him in his ministry are really fun things to do. A reason that the disciples left from the Lord is they tried to follow Jesus without praying. Verses 45 to 46 says, "When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. 'Why are you sleeping?' he asked them. 'Get up and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation.'" Jesus saw his disciples asleep, exhausted from sorrow. He asked them to get up and pray, so that they will not fall into temptation. Right now, are we not in a spiritual sleep? Are we not asleep from prayers? A thing that should not be left out from Christian life is prayer. Without prayer, we are unable to receive wisdom of heaven. Without prayer, we are unable to be spiritually alert. Without prayer, we are unable to fight against our own selves and win from this battle. If we stop praying, in our hearts, resentment, complaint, depression, anxiety and worries would increase. It is because the enemy Satan had sown the weed seeds. In general, most Christians do not pray. They try to do something with praying and end up failing at the end in most cases. Have a look at the life of Jesus. Jesus began with prayer and finished with prayer. But in contrast, his disciples slept when they should have been praying. They said that they were tired, so they slept. But as a result, their souls became even more tired and weary, which was more dreadful than having a tired body. Their souls became tired and they fled away from the Lord at the end. It was their failure. When the Christians have paused from praying, Satan brings problems, and with these problems, Satan comes to us scarily. Just the way the thief gets into the house, where the light has been turned off, in the same way, when our lights of prayer are turned off in our Christian lives, Satan brings all the things that make us to be worried and depressed. In this week of special prayers, let us be awake from the spiritual sleep. Come to the morning prayer meetings together with your family, and kneel down before the Lord. Do not worry by yourself about the issue you have. Fix your eyes upon Jesus and His cross. Let us ask Him for help. In this past week, I looked back. I realized that everything that I genuinely asked God for His help got all answered. There was nothing that He did not listen to my prayers about. I was overwhelmed and wept just because I was so thankful to God. We sometimes consider that the answers to prayers do not come quickly enough, but God heard all our prayers. Time taken for our prayers to be answered seems long, but the answer comes in any minute in His set timing. If we kneel down to pray, we get strengthened. We get victory. Our pathways get opened. These days, it has been said that churches in Korea have no hope. It is not true. Churches in Korea have fire of prayer. 10 righteous people that are able to guide and make a difference in this time are still remaining. In the time of Elijah, it has been said that 7,000 people of God that kept their faith were there. In the same way, in churches in Korea, still there are a lot of people of God that kneel down to pray. As long as there are people that pray, a nation does not perish. This Passion Week, I hope you will experience the grace of God that pours down manna for each of you every single morning, and hope you will have a morning of salvation. I bless you in Jesus' name. The reason that the disciples abandoned the Lord was because the relationship with God was not close enough. Verse 54 says, "Then seizing him, they led him away, and took him into the house of the high priest." Peter followed at a distance. Followed at a distance, this is a problem. While they were apart from the Lord, they got into a trap of Satan. The more vague and weaker the faith is, there are more tests and trials. When you hang out with non-Christian friends, or when you have worked dinner at work, make sure to tell others clearly that you are Christians. Then, you can get away from the pressure of having to drink. You can get away from the pressure of having a temptation. When the Lord performs miracles and works, disciples tried to be with Him and be beside Him. But when the Lord was at the court of Pilate, to do the will of God, these disciples stood far away from the Lord. They then fell into a trial. Satan uses Christian people that are lukewarm and uncertain in faith. Germs do not live in very hot water or very cold water. In fact, in a lukewarm temperature, there are full of germs. So when the Lord criticized the church in Laodicea, He said, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Do not sit in the middle like Eutychus. People of Israel, they put one foot in the world and they put another foot in God. As a result of it, the doors of heaven were shut from them for 3 years and 6 months. When we are not firm in faith, there are many trials and tests. Satan seeks the opportunities to interfere with us constantly and tests us. If we do not acknowledge the Lord, we become snobbish. If we do not follow the Lord close enough, then we would easily be left behind. We need to walk beside the Lord. My dear family in Christ, how can we restore our faith? There are two ways. Verses 61 to 62 say, "The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, 'Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. First of all, the word needs to be in our mind. Let us read verse 61. "The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. 'Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. Peter remembered the word of the Lord and wept, wailed even. In our lives, before we act, In a place of sins, we need to remember the word of the Lord. When we remember the word of the Lord, it helps us to stand up from that place. I hope you will remember the word of the Lord this week, and also bless you in the name of Jesus, that your faith will also be restored. Secondly, the other thing is we need to get outside. Let us read verse 62. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Peter remembered the word of the Lord and got outside. He wept bitterly. If you are in a place of sins, then you need to come out of that place. You would not fall if you come out from there. You would not be assimilated. If the place you are in is not the place that you should be in, then run outside. You are Zerites. You are children of God that are different from all others. When you live your lives in a holy and different way, God takes care of you. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in a scene where the people abandoned Jesus, if we were there also at the time, then we would also have abandoned Jesus like his disciples did. There is no result without any reason. If we do not rely on the Lord, then we are unable to stand properly for even a minute. If we do not pray, then our beliefs and faith also will fall down. In this special Passion Week that remembers the suffering of Jesus, I hope all of your families or cell group families will come to morning services and walk with the Lord in conviction. And I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will have a new morning of salvation. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.